Google slammed for political bias at annual shareholder meeting. By Alim Bokhari on June 20, 2019. Tech giant Google, which faces dual antitrust probes from the FTC and the House Judiciary Committee, was called out for political bias at the annual shareholder meeting of its parent company, Alphabet Incorporated. Justin Danhoff Esquire, director of the Conservative Free Enterprise Project, attended the meeting, where he demanded answers from Google CEO Sundar Pichai on widely documented allegations of the company's discrimination against non-leftist viewpoints. Denouncing Google for what he said was a flippant attitude towards viewpoint diversity, Danhoff raised the company's treatment of Heritage Foundation President K. Cole James. Earlier in the year, Breitbart News published internal discussions revealing a pressure campaign by intolerant left-wing Google employees to force the tech giant to disassociate from James, one of the most prominent black women in the conservative movement. Danhoff said, "Why is this woke company so afraid of viewpoint diversity? When I filed a shareholder proposal asking the company to consider the idea of expanding viewpoint diversity on the board, the company scoffed." In April, Google ended its AI advisory board before it even got off the ground because a few close-minded Googlers objected to the inclusion of Heritage Foundation President K. Cole James on the project. "This outrage mob called James so many words that I'm not going to say in this public forum." Regarding her experience with Google, James wrote this: "In 1961, at age 12, I was one of two dozen black children who integrated an all-white junior high school in Richmond. White parents jeered me outside the school, and inside. Their kids stuck me with pins, shoved me in the halls and pushed me down the stairs. So when a group of Google employees resorted to calling names and making false accusations because they didn't want a conservative voice advising the company, the hostility was reminiscent of what I felt back then. That same intolerance for someone who was different from them. Shame on Google and every single person involved in ending the AI board and giving in to this mob. The company's intolerance is staggering. From working with the racist, bigoted and discredited Southern Poverty Law Center." Danhoff was then cut off, but went on to demand an answer from Google CEO Sundar Pichai. "Okay, my question is for Mr. Pichai then. Will you commit today to a course correction at this company and start promoting actual viewpoint diversity? Perhaps you could establish a public policy advisory board that includes folks such as Ms. James to help the company actually become tolerant and inclusive. Google is under increasing scrutiny for its discrimination against conservatives, both externally in its products and internally against its own employees." A judge in California recently ruled that a class action lawsuit on behalf of former Google employees who claim the company discriminates on the basis of viewpoint, among other factors, can proceed to the discovery stage. Watch Danhoff's full exchange with Alphabet executives here. "Are you an insider at Google, Alphabet Incorporated, or any other corporation who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari securely at alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.